Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs, a podcast about my experiences as a retail investor. Started out with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the MOAS, and ended up with over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. That's right, 2 trillion. Last night, I officially hit the 2 trillion mark. I had one final push. I got a little money at the end of the year. And I decided to put some of that towards Grumpy Cat Coin. The alpha still hasn't dropped. And I know they said it was going to be in December. And there's only a few days left in December. And as long as the prices were low, I wanted to go one more time. Now, we did have some big buys last week. And I've been accumulating in the, you know, high 20s, low 30s area on this last dip. And that's when I made my push past 1 trillion and kept accumulating as long as it was low. And I kept the faith in whatever news was coming because supposedly it's big. And I just kept grabbing it. And because it was at a low price, historically, this is about where our bottom is. And I felt confident, you know, buying it now because I know if we just go up, you know, a little bit, get a little momentum going, you know, and move into the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Everything I buy right now is going to be doubled. So that's why I did what I did. I know at the time that the price could go down. I'm kind of impatient. So part of me was, you know, I just need to move on with my life. That, you know, I want to make a buy. I wait till the ETH settles and then I can make my buy. It's always nice if there's a JEET that sells right before you buy and the price goes lower. Otherwise, though, you sit there and you wish, you keep hoping for the price to go down. And I don't like to sit there and hope that the Grumpy Cat coin price goes down. And I knew it could dip and I could live with that. It sucks because, you know, the less you have to pay for it, the more ETH you keep in your account. But it is what it is, the more you can get, too. And that's part of being smart and being patient. And if you're a smart, patient, wise investor, you're probably not buying crypto anyway. You probably bought some Apple or Tesla or some other blue chip and you're just, you know, putting it away and waiting, or you got some index fund with it pays a dividend, no fee index fund with a dividend. Those are smart investments. The stuff in crypto, Grumpy Cat, meme coins, it's all a gamble, all a risk. Don't ever invest anything you can't afford to lose because you probably will lose it. But I had to take one more go. I was so close to the 2 trillion and I wanted to go and I didn't want to wait because let's say a couple big buys come in and we get some momentum and all of a sudden, you know, we're in the 80s and now it's going to cost me twice as much to get to that 2 trillion than if I just, you know, bit the bullet and done it then. So that's why I did what I did. It stinks to see the price go down. ETH is dropping as well. But I remember last year, ETH took a dip, and look where it is now. We've got these ETH ETFs and Bitcoin ETFs on the horizon. Big things coming for crypto. And let me ask you this. How much Pepe did you have before Pepe ran out of the blue? How much Bonk did you have before Bonk ran out of the blue? Or Jesus Coin, for that matter. You never know when these things are going to start going. You never know when they're going to start ripping. And you know, I've made my bet. I'm all in on Grumpy Cat Coin. I still have my AMC investment, a few other smaller investments, but everything is AMC and Grumpy Cat at this point. And in my heart, I've given up on AMC. I wish it would squeeze. I wish it would go up. Unfortunately, I think I've talked about this. I think that it's a rigged play now. I think the market makers deliberately keep it low because they can set the price. They've said it. Ken Griffin said it. That the markets are efficient because managers like him drive the price of stocks where they believe they should be. So AMC is where Ken Griffin believes it should be. If you think Ken Griffin ever believes that AMC should be $1,000, $10,000 a share, you're crazy. And the SEC, the government, they don't want AMC at $1,000, $10,000 a share. They don't want the stock market turned into Vegas. You know, it happened with GameStop and AMC a little bit. But other than that, Forget it. They don't want it. They're going to let the market makers do whatever they want. So you get the market maker setting the price. You got the SEC letting them do it because they don't want the stock market to turn into Vegas. And then you've got AMC insiders and Adam Aron coming up with great schemes like APE and the reverse split, which absolutely decimated the investment. And now that they can issue shares whenever they want, if price of AMC ever gets up and gets to any significant amount, they're, guess what? They're immediately going to dilute. They're going to issue shares to pay off debt, even if it's for good cause. And ultimately, years down the road, maybe it will actually help AMC. But they're just going to sell more shares and dilute. And of course, the price of AMC will go down. So even if we got to $10, $11, $12, AMC is going to issue shares and you're going to see it drop right back down to $7, $6. And that's the unfortunate part. I still hold out hope, but I know in my heart it's a rigged system. But the power of the apes is this network of retail investors that came together for a cause. And there's so much power there. But if apes are going to keep fighting the same battle, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing again over and over and expecting a different outcome? If you think you're just going to keep buying popcorn, buying candy, going to see movies, and that's going to bring the MOAS, God bless you. I love you. I still have my investment. I don't have a local AMC near me, so I can't really do that sort of thing. I can't really support it like that. But you know, good luck, because it's a rigged system. I hope it goes up. And that's why I looked at other investments. And to me, the biggest return I saw as I've been in this game is if you can get behind a meme coin. If you could have had, you know, billions of Shiba Inu before it ran, and you could have made millions. You could have had $2,500 of Bonk last year, December 29th. The all-time low of Bonk, you could have bought $2,500 of Bonk at its all-time low, and you could have sold it at, you know, just a few weeks ago for $1 million. That's what meme coins can do, and that's why I'm invested in Grumpy Cat. But the trick is, how do you know what projects are garbage, pump and dumps, and how do you know what projects are real and have potential? That's why I stayed in this group, because I saw intelligent people there. I saw they needed a lawyer. And there were big enough wallets to come through and raise 20 grand to get that lawyer. They needed to get sex listings. I saw them raise the money to get on the sex listing. And at the time, I didn't have any extra money to chip into those things. So, but I got the benefit of it. But later on, I did have money and I supported the project in my own way. One, I bought. I became a whale. I have 2 trillion. I'm in the top 50 wallets now. So it's nice when you go to Etherscan, you don't have to go. You just click on holders and the top 50 are on the first page. And I'm on that first page now. So that was a goal. Being multi-trillion was a goal, and being on that top 50 wallets, that was a goal. And I've reached those. Now, what Grumpy Cat will do, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we can do as a community. I know it gets frustrating. I am who I am. I like movement. I like action. I like ideas. Call me impatient, call me whatever you want, but I want to see something happen. And I know that sometimes things take time, but that's where you put a plan in place and you keep everybody aware of the plan and you go forward. If you have an idea, if you have a small project you want to do and you want to do it, fine, go do it. If you need support, you know, good luck. You can tell people about it. You can go and see if anybody follows you. But I've had ideas that I'm all alone on, or I have ideas that people just reject wholeheartedly. And then I have other ideas, I just do them and I see how it goes. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes I'm happy with them, sometimes I'm not. But I have this podcast. It's my, you know, Grumpy Cat podcast. If I made it all about Grumpy Cat, the problem is there's just not that many Grumpy Cat holders. People might not listen to it. But if you make it in general about investing and AMC and, you know, Dogecoin, Pepe, all part of this idea of these retail investors all trying to help themselves, that maybe is more appealing to people, and maybe it gets a few more eyeballs on ears listening to the podcast. So that's what I do. But I do it. I don't review it with anybody. I don't review my shows with anybody. I just do my shows and I do it. Now, if I have a bigger plan that you need support on and I don't want to be all out on my own, then that's when I go to the group and I talk about it. And when they like things, it's awesome. And when they don't like things, it sucks. I don't like it. I'm as human as anybody, and rejection hurts. And some things have been rejected. Some things have been like, hey, just wait. Just wait, which is what is going on with the alpha drop. And I know it's frustrating. It's been going on for several weeks. We've heard that something's coming down the pike. And we keep waiting and waiting. We keep waiting for CoinMarketCap. Waiting and waiting. The comic book. It looks so awesome. But it just takes time sometimes for these things to happen. And I'm willing to wait. But not forever. I'm going to get going on my projects. I'm going to support this project as best I can and do what I can. I don't believe in complacency. I don't believe in entitlement. I don't believe you can just say, well, we're a great project. And when money comes into the space, it's going to pour into Grumpy Cat Coin. Really? Why? How? How do people know? How will they know? Well, we don't pay for advertising. Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that. There's things you can do on your own. But how do you get the attention? How do you get the eyeballs? How do you break out of the people you're already talking to? Those are the things that I'm interested in talking about and working on. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But that's the kind of stuff that I want to, you know, talk about and work on. And I hope other Grumpy Cat coin holders out there are interested in that too. But I will say this. There's certain members that give a lot to this community. They host spaces. They produce content. They do memes. They do all sorts of things. Other people never say a word. And that's fine. It takes all types. We need holders. Other people just hold it and they wait for a good time to scalp it, take profit, whatever. And other people, they just kind of, they're quiet and they're in the background. And other people, they might not be producing a lot of content, but they're there. They listen to calls and every once in a while they'll say things. And that's fine. And all that feedback and all that is good. But to me, you know, get out there and fight and support this project. Produce content. How do you think we're going to grow our community? Just by, you know, listening or just by, you know, a comment here or a tweet here? You got to go out and fight for it. You want to make $1 million. You want life-changing money. You got to go out and fight for it. You got to fight. You got to work harder than the other projects that are out there and let people see there's a reason to invest in Grumpy Cat Coin. Now, stuff's going on in the background. I'm waiting to see what it is. But know as we go into 2024, if you want this project to succeed, ask yourself, what am I going to do to help this project succeed? And if you've got a big idea that's going to take a lot of people's help to do it, good luck. That's, you know, that's a lot. It's a big ask. But if you have something small you want to do, you want to start making YouTube videos, you want to host a space call, that's all good stuff, and that can be done. Not that hard. Tons of people did that in AMC. They were very casual. Just record yourself talking about your investment. Let people know there's a human being out there that invested in Grumpy Cat Coin and how you feel about it. Spread that message. That's what the apes did. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Literally just take your phone. I see people do it in their car on their lunch breaks and just post a message to let people know I'm holding Grumpy Cat and here's why. And this is what I think what's going on. Now, if you're out there doing that, then I'm going to respect your voice a lot more than if I'm just spent a week working on something and I propose it or I talk about it and someone listens to it for 5 seconds and says, I don't like it. That's great. You don't like it. But so what's your idea? What's your thing? Right? And some people say, well, this is what you need to understand, Russ. Really? What have you done? What have you been working on? What do you have going? That's what I need to understand. How hard are you working? Now, I'll take your advice. It's all good, but I'm going to take it with a grain of salt as well. Now, the people who work the hardest, those are the ones that I take the most serious, and those are the ones that I trust the most. And I love seeing people just chip in and start posting and being a part. We need that. We absolutely need that. But we got to take it to the next level. We're it. We're the cavalry. You know, we're the ones that will take it up. So good luck to everybody in 2024. I may end up doing some spaces during the week at night when I'm at home. I'll have to see. It's hard when you have kids and you have a family. If anyone's married, you understand what that is. You come home and you say, what's going on tonight? Because you don't get to make the schedule anymore. Kids have kids stuff. Wife has wife stuff. You may have to watch the kids while the wife does something. You got to cook dinner. You got to do homework. You got all these things that have to be done. But I'm going to try to make room for it. That's why I like doing these podcasts, because it's quick, it's easy, I can get them posted. And they're almost just like spaces. It's just not a lot. It's not very interactive, obviously. But if you want to talk about Chroma Cat, you can. You can be on here. And we'll see. You know, maybe this could be the number one podcast on Podomatic, on investing. People start listening to it. We'll see. But good luck, Grumpy Cats. Just wanted to get on and post something. And think about that. What are you going to do to help this project be successful in 2024? How bad do you want it? How hard are you willing to work? What can you do that you're not doing now that can help the project? So think about that. And good luck, Grumpy Cats. Thanks. Bye.